SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot Kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing, word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages, Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Good morning everybody, it's Fred Auburn, your weekly program on the environment, and today we're talking about a very hot topic and a very important topic, and it is about great white sharks. And our interview is with Dr. Enrico Gennari, who is in the studio, and we are honored to welcome him here and his knowledge that he's going to give us regarding the presence of white sharks and the future of the shark population, basically on the great white sharks. Good morning, Dr. Gennari.
Good morning, Fred.
Tell me, you are obviously not born in South Africa, if I listen to your accent.
Definitely, Zaggy Huawei. Yes, I was born in Italy, in Rome. I'm a Roman first, but this is my country now. I've been living in South Africa since 2005, and specifically in Mossel Bay for most of this time. So, yeah, I'm South African.
Where are you living now?
Now I live in Komeki because my daughter went to school to Cape Town, but I've spent almost 18 years in Mossel Bay.
And this is where you also did your research on the great whites. Why? Because Mossel Bay is a hotspot for great white sharks?
Mossel Bay was a hotspot for great white sharks.
Aha, now we're talking.
Exactly. Yeah. So today we're not going to talk about the presence of white sharks. It's actually we're going to talk about the absence of white shark, which is more worrying than the presence, I would say.
That's exactly the reason why you're here, and you've done so much research on it. And many people will ask themselves, but what difference does it make if there's no great white shark? Some of them will say, well, it's good if there's no great white shark because then there won't be any shark attacks. You know, that kind of myth that surrounds sharks and the fear, it's an ancient fear that people have of sharks. But we are going to listen to a little bit of music, and then you're going to tell us what the presence of the great sharks in Mossel Bay is or was, and what lies in the future. And also, the thing that I think we should also focus on is that how does it affect Mossel Bay if there are no great white sharks left in this ocean of ours? Could it affect us environmentally? Could it affect us economically as well? And does it play a role in tourism?
100%.
SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed voel dag.
We have an important discussion today, and our topic is with Dr. Enrico Gennari, and the topic is about great white sharks. Enrico, if I may call you that.
Sure.
Tell me, why is it important that white sharks are preserved and conserved?
White sharks are fundamental to be kept in our oceans. First of all, as many sharks, they are top predators. So like a lion in a savanna maintain the health of the ecosystem by removing the weak, the sick, and keeping the control of the entire ecosystem. So ecologically are fundamental. But, you know, we don't live in the ocean necessarily. So I can tell you that without sharks controlling the ecosystem, also fishery would be in trouble because you would have an imbalance in our ocean, yeah, with more diseases spreading, for example. So it's very important also economically for the society, even for fisheries itself, to keep the predators in it. But also for a town like Mossel Bay, it's fundamental because of also the economic advantages of having sharks at your doorstep. And Mossel Bay was fortunate enough for having white sharks right here. It was the easiest place to see white sharks in the world. And now that's gone.
Yeah, you see, a lot of people say, oh, we don't want all these people coming to our shores. And also, if there are great sharks, yeah, great white sharks, yeah, it might put people off from coming to Mossel Bay, but that is not true because, I mean,
it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah, it's exactly the opposite. And just explain that.
The number of tourists coming from all around the world to Mossel Bay, it it was massive. And it, again, it's not just the cage diving operators that benefit. It's the hotel, the restaurant, transport, airlines, guides, you name it, grocery stores, accommodations. Plenty of people that were coming here to either see themselves, the white shark, with the ecotourism operator here in Mossel Bay, or with the documentaries. Remember, in the last 20 years, I think I've done more than 40 different documentaries. And every time, the name Mossel Bay was taken all around the world. Yeah. That was the greatest advertisement for this town.
And it costs nothing.
And it's free, actually.
And we don't have to do anything to bring the people. Yeah. You see, the problem with Mossel Bay as far as tourism is, and seeing that we're talking on the economic side, is that it is not only December and holiday times that Mossel Bay must be full. It must be full throughout the year because there are a lot of work opportunities here, a lot of people that want to work, but what is there to bring them here?
Exactly.
We are going to have a little bit of music and then we're just going to carry on with this subject. And
yeah, there is an important point I want to make on this.
Please.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Dr. Janari, thank you very much. We just ended before the music. You say you wanted to make a very important point. I think there are a few important points you're going to make, but let's start with the first one now.
The first one I want to make is the usual counter-argument. The having sharks here would scare, or in particular white sharks, would scare tourists away. But actually, the sharks were doing us a big favor. When most of the tourists, local tourists especially, in December and January, come to Mossel Bay, they spend most of the time on Santos, Diaz Beach, and Artembos. And what did the white shark used to do? They used to move away from the other side because they're not interested in people. You could find Glentana in Gribrack, but nowhere close to the majority of the people that were concentrated because they're not interested in us. And in fact, all the documentary I did, I always made the point that Mossel Bay had the potential to show that we can coexist even with great white sharks because they are not interested in us as long as we are aware that the ocean belongs to them and we enter at our own risk. Similar when we go to Kruger. You don't go to Kruger and walk in the middle of nowhere by yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing in the ocean. You need to know where the predators are, that there is a risk entering an environment that is not yours, but you take precaution in that. And that is, Mossel Bay was the best example to show that we can coexist with nature, getting economy up because of nature without destroying it.
Yeah.
And that is gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, the thing is that has been proved that humans are not on the food chain of a shark. The shark is there to catch the weaker of the species because it's either injured or sick or whatever it is. So it actually cleans up the ocean. Very much, I think, like, as you said, a lion and also hyenas because they do their job. If the hyenas were not there and if the vultures were not there, we would not be a very healthy ecosystem.
There is a perfect example that in the famous example in the Yellowstone, they removed the wolves and there was overgrazing of the elks. There were plants that were growing too little. And the lack of the absence of the predator even impacted the rivers itself.
Yeah.
The conformation of the environment. So this cascading effect is so important to keep the predators here in order to be able to enjoy the ocean.
Enrico, thank you very much. We are going to go on to our next subject that we're talking about, the sharks now, is that what is the problem at the moment and why are there no sharks here and what is the future going to be if we don't do something about it and who must do something about it?
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM.
We're speaking to Dr. Janari, an expert on the great white sharks and a great friend of humans and sharks, because what he's trying to do is going to be, if he gets what is to be done, then we're going to have a very prosperous human population and a shark population. Tell me, Dr. Janari, who are or what are the two biggest enemies of great white sharks. From my point of view, if I can answer the question myself, is that it's humans and orcas. Now, what role does an orca play in this?
Okay, very important. You're right. In 2022, we published a paper where they identified the orcas as one having one impact on white sharks, and the other one is human in the forms of the shark nets and drum lines in KZN, mm-hmm. KwaZulu-Natal, and a shark fishery targeting sharks, and which unfortunately bycatches or catches unintentionally, but catches and kill white sharks. It's called the Mersa Shark Long Line. But just to give you simple numbers, with the data that we have so far, and when I say we, it's not just me, it's a lot of scientists, NGOs, universities, and ecotourism operators, both in South Africa and overseas, we know now, we estimated the number that in the last 20 years in South Africa, those two human activities, shark nets and drum lines, and this fishery, have killed an average of 45 white shark every single year. An average of 45 white shark for the last 20 years.
Out of what kind of population?
Between 500 and 1,000. So more than 5 to 10% a single year, which is unsustainable for any shark species. And that's data. So now we know we have clear data, and is the fact is that, but before I say so, the orcas, other impact, it's got an impact. Since 2016, 2017, the orcas came in Hans Bay, Cape Town, and Mossel Bay. Nobody disputed that there is a flight response. While sharks move away, in particular if some of them are killed, but all around the world, the white shark have always come back. South Africa is the only place where they haven't come back. Okay. And the question is, should be not why the orcas, if the orcas have an impact, but why the white sharks are not coming back.
Yes.
And they're not coming back because the number of the population of white shark are so low that they started contracting from the edges of the distribution, the Western Cape and KZN, toward the Eastern Cape, which was the center of the distribution. So, in terms of numbers, 45, the sharks board and that fishery, 45 white shark per year versus an average of one white shark per year by the orcas. You make the numbers quite obvious, which one, in particular, which one we should focus on. Orca is nature. It will find its own balance.
Exactly.
We give permits to those two activities, which I think we should rethink.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And that's where we make the mistake. We are trying to shift the blame onto the orcas, which is blameless, actually, because the orcas have always been feeding on the great white sharks. But as you say, it's a percentage thing.
In California, there's more than 57 occasions in the last 30 years of orcas impacting white sharks. Yeah. And they haven't done anything to the orcas and to the white sharks. Actually, the white sharks' number are increasing in California. Why? Because their fisheries is managed much better than here.
Right. We're going to end our program off with now on a very, very sensitive subject for many people, but also a very important point that you are going to make about demersal longliners. Right, Dr. Gennari, we're going to wrap up our program this morning. We haven't got enough time, but we'll have some more discussions with you as time goes on. And that is, what is the great reason why white sharks are disappearing from a human point of view? Forget about the orcas. We've spoken about that. So the orcas are not a problem. It's the humans are a problem. What are the problems, the main problems?
The problems are quite easy to identify. They're quite obvious. There is enough evidence. The problem is that we need to deal with the problem. That is the difficult thing.
Yep.
And dealing with that means every year the South African government, the Department of Forestry, Fishery and Environment give permits to both that fishery and to the Sharks Board to kill sharks. They are not barriers, but their aim is to kill sharks to reduce the chance of an encounter with a shark, which obviously works, but works until you get the species extinct. And we don't want that. So what we need to do is the rethinking of these two activities, put on hold. There are alternatives to protect people. There's Australia, Florida, there's a lot of example of alternative. Even in South Africa, there are alternative shark spotter, the shark safe barriers is a mix of approaches.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure that we don't remove all the predators because we want to enjoy a swimming pool, which basically that what will be the ocean very soon.
Yeah.
So we need to put pressure on the department to rethink about approaches of extracting from nature all the time until there's nothing left. We need a more sustainable approach.
Who's going to ensure that this is going to happen? Is it the public opinion?
Public opinion is fundamental to put pressure. Facebook, social media. There is the department has got a big social media. You, every one of you can write on their wall or whatever it's called. Sorry, I'm not a really social media person. But write a message. I don't want shark nets and unsustainable fisheries. So something like that, not in my name. Same approach that we pushing forward with the penguins, we needed that. We have a new minister that has committed to the sustainable use of the marine resources.
Yes.
We need to keep him accountable to that promise. And we can only do it if everyone put his 5 minutes in contact.
In other words, if you see a longliner, and a longliner is easy to spot, if you sit on the ocean, a lot of people live on the ocean, can they report that to somebody? Can they, or what would you suggest?
It's not too much about reporting because there's marine traffic apps that we know where those boats are, and these boats often fish inside marine protected area, but we keep an eye, don't worry. The main thing, put pressure with social media on the department for a sustainable use of the marine environment. Long-term, sustainable. Those are the key words.
Right. And now one more question I would like to ask you. Has the white shark population not perhaps collapsed below a level of recovery, or is there a chance that they can recover?
I really hope not.
It's close.
It had already problems in 2010, around 2010, so from a genetic point of view. If you give nature a chance, usually bounce back. So
if you take the main...
But we need to act now. We need the minister to act now. And therefore, and for having that, we need to support the minister in taking decision by using public pressure.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think the points that you're making this morning are so valid, and good luck with your mission to inform other municipalities and areas on the coast about the plight of our great white shark. And Mossel Bay, let us take a lead and complain, and also go to the minister and see what we can do about it.
And if I say, may the last thing is not just about white shark. White shark is the ambassador for the marine environment.
Exactly.
So the white shark is a famous, is charismatic, is economically important, is already protected in a way. But if we can maintain even the most charismatic, the most economically important, the most protected species that we have, what chances the rest of the ocean has? We need to use the white sharks, the penguin, as an alarm bell, not anymore.
And this message will go international as well. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Gennari. We will have more discussion in the future as time progresses.
Thank you.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay. Weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mossel Bay. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.